Good morning. It is Saturday, May the 25th in the year of our Lord, 2024. You know what that means. It's time for a Holy Spirit story. And boy, do we have a great one today. I've missed Holy Spirit stories with you. And I've heard from some of you that you've missed them as well. Well, this one is entitled The Power of a Nudge with Misty Coker. Our text today is Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Hear now the word of the Lord. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. We choose this text every Saturday because this is our primary job description as the followers of Jesus, right? It's not to be his disciples. Discipleship is ongoing, but we got to graduate sometime, friends, and become witnesses, which is to say the authorized agents of Jesus moving and acting in the world in his name by his power. That's what a Holy Spirit story is. And that's why we started telling these stories, to try to like say, okay, what does it look like to be a witness? Yeah, I could say a lot about that. I'll resist. Other than to say, it's not complicated. It's challenging, but it's not complicated. So today's Holy Spirit story comes from a longtime friend I've told you about before, Misty Coker. Misty lives in Stuttgart, Arkansas, which is about 40 miles from me here in Gillette, also known as my closest Walmart. That's Stuttgart. Misty founded and leads a ministry called Personal Pep Rally, which comes alongside cancer patients and their families. And if you have a friend or family member going through cancer treatments, you got to check out what they're doing and get involved with it. They will come alongside your friend or family member. There's a link in today's email. I also just learned Misty has a short book called Nudge. That's capital N, capital U, capital D, capital G, capital E. And that's an acronym you'll learn about in today's entry. It's in the spirit of today's story. It's a really super short book, like the kind of book you will actually read, like 30 pages kind of short. That's my favorite kind of book, y'all. There will be a link in today's email if you want to get that on Amazon. So here's Misty in her own words, and of course you're listening, you're going to hear it in her own voice.
In 2019, I stood in the parking lot of Stuttgart High School. I was the literacy director for the school district, and most of my time was spent in that building. A sweet lady named Miss Avery was a permanent substitute next door to my office. I didn't know Miss Avery except for dealing and interacting with a few students, but little did I know, she was watching me. Miss Avery met me in the parking lot that day 15 years ago. She shared with me what God had laid on her heart. She told me she had put me on their prayer list at church. I don't know about you, but when you hear you have been put on a prayer list, you wonder what is getting ready to happen. She continued by telling me that she had watched me during the school year and that I was a motivator and encourager. She then said that I was wasted in the school district and I had a world out there that needed me. Miss Avery received a prompting from the Holy Spirit to share with me. Wow. She told me to get up and walk and do what God's purpose was for my life. Leave Egypt because this isn't where you're supposed to be. That year I began to walk. I walked where the Holy Spirit sent me and followed his promptings. There were times I was uncomfortable, times I felt strange, and times I thought others would think I was just crazy. But I did it anyway. One of those times was a few months after Miss Avery had placed me on the prayer list and given me some parking lot preaching. While shopping at Target, I watched as a lady in front of me kept contemplating whether to purchase some patio lights. The Holy Spirit kept speaking to me, saying, "Buy her those lights." "No, I don't want to." "Yes, buy those for her," said that still, small voice. During my inner voice discussion, the sweet lady looked at me and said, "Oh, are you buying these lights also?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, I am." As the checker continued to scan all of her items, she grabbed the lights and said, "I can't get these. Just a little much for me now." At that time, the Lord gave me a sharp nudge, one that couldn't be ignored. I was still hesitant at first, but then I listened and obeyed. I purchased the lights, ran into the parking lot, and found her. I handed her the lights and ran back in to finish checking out. I gathered all my sacks and headed out the door, only to be met by her. With tears filling her eyes, she told me her story. She had received a cancer diagnosis, and today was her first chemo. She wanted to have the patio lights for her back porch to bring her joy, but then decided with the extra cost of cancer, she just couldn't. We both stood in the parking lot in tears. That day in the Target parking lot was when the nudge was created. Never underestimate decisions God encourages. Since that day, I have never ignored a nudge God has given me, and I am so thankful for it. At that moment, I was a verb, and from that day on, I've always tried to be intentional, living every day acting, and not regretting later that I didn't. Many times over the past 15 years, when I have doubted the Holy Spirit's nudging, I return to these two moments. These parking lot preaching events have encouraged me to follow God's plan. Miss Avery started a spark, and then what happened in the Target parking lot lit the flame. These two events happened 7 years before I began the nonprofit Personal Pep Rally that encourages, motivates, and educates cancer patients and their families. God started planting seeds of spreading joy to cancer patients long before cancer invaded our family. He knew what seeds were going to begin sprouting long before I did. And that is amazing.
The prayer. Father, thank you for this powerful story of Holy Spirit nudges. Thank you for Miss Avery and the way the Spirit nudged her to reach out to Misty, and for her obedience to follow through, and for the way your Spirit nudged Misty at Target that day, and how both of these extraordinary stories unfolded in ordinary parking lots. And my goodness, where all of this has led in the thousands of nudges since. Help us to never underestimate decisions God encourages. Nudge. Thank you for showing us how simple obedience leads to powerful blessing. Lead us, lead me into a Holy Spirit story in the coming days. Prepare me to be ready for the Spirit's nudge. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. The question, how is the Holy Spirit nudging you these days? Will you open yourself up to being led by the Spirit in your everyday life? Are you willing to go to the next level of obedience in being a witness? And for our hymn today, we're going to sing our Saturday song, Sanctuary. We'll sing it through twice. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. And Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Amen. A couple of PSs today. One, I'm asking for your help to solve the Sunday dilemma on the wake-up call. I'm struggling with what to do on Sundays with the wake-up call. I've got a little survey. It's one question. It's linked in the PS in today's email. It'll take you 30 seconds, but I really want to hear from you. I'm giving you four choices. A will be keep going with the E. Stanley Jones In Christ book entries each week. B, go with the Timothy Tennant meditations on the Psalms, one psalm a week. Neither of those we do audio on. Choice C, a Sunday pregame worship warm-up. That would be me doing an audio only. We'll do some songs and we'll pray. We may dive into deeper into our prayer of transformation, but it won't be like a full-on wake-up call entry, but it will be a meeting with the Lord together. And then letter D would be give everybody a break, including yourself. So I'm not asking for a break, and it's not like I'm going to be up on Sunday morning doing this live. I've got church I'm doing on Sunday, but it wouldn't be hard. So don't worry about me on that. I want to know what you think and what your sense of what would be best for Sunday. You know, we care. Second PS. This is a PSS. This is the Holy Spirit Stories Welcome PS. Put it every Saturday in the email. I'd love it if you'd send a story of faith from your life we might use on a Saturday in the future. We'll be glad to attach your name or a pseudonym or anonymity. It's up to you. It can be a story of coming to faith, a story of transformation, a story of healing, deliverance, suffering in sufficient grace, family reconciliation, prodigal returns, answered prayer, even failures. That's how I started this whole thing, was sharing what I call a Holy Spirit fail story. Not the Holy Spirit's fail, but my fail. And my goodness, when I shared that, the floodgates opened and I just continue to get responses. So a word count of 500 to 800 words works well. We're flexible. We can't guarantee publication, but we will assure you of our prayerful discernment. And you can just reply to the email, actually, with the story. It'll come to me. So, yeah, that's the two PSs today, gang. It's Saturday. The Holy Spirit is ready to fill you to overflowing and to nudge you as you move about this day. Just be alert. Be ready. Be attuned. And be willing. Right? I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.